One of the newer annual events during the commemoration of the Czech Day of Democracy and Freedom on the 17th of November, the Memory of the Nation Award Ceremony took place on Sunday. The Postbellum Historical Society, which collects historical testimonies from first-hand witnesses of totalitarian regimes of the 20th century, gave the award to four people this year, and Masha Volinsky has the details.
A full orchestra on stage at Prague's Jofin Palace opened the star-studded televised event commemorating people who had shown bravery and perseverance in the face of persecution and often unimaginably difficult circumstances that they had to live through under the communist regime or the Nazi occupation of Czechoslovakia. This year, a special committee made up of historians, former dissidents, and others selected four people to receive the Memory of the Nation Awards. Felix Kolmer, who as a prisoner in the Nazi ghetto in Theresienstadt helped others escape before being sent to Auschwitz. Dana Nemcová, a well-known dissident, spokeswoman for Charter 77, who in the face of harsh persecution from authorities continued to defend human rights. Jiří Stránský, a well-known writer and the head of the first post-communist Czech Pen Club, who had spent a total of 10 years in prison and labor camps in the 1950s and later in the 1970s. And also František Vindel, who helped almost 30 people cross the Czechoslovak border to the west after the communist coup in 1948 and subsequently spent 10 years in prison and working in uranium mines as a political prisoner. Filip Hrubý from the Postbellum Society says selecting the annual laureates is a difficult task.
We don't want to make these awards as a sort of race, so we don't want to say this witness deserves the award more than that witness, because basically most of the witnesses whose stories we have in our database, most of them would actually deserve to be awarded. But of course, out of practical reasons, we can't award all of them in 1 year.
The recipients of the annual Memory of the Nation Award are selected from hundreds of people who were interviewed by members of the Postbellum Society that year about their experiences during the dictatorial regimes of the 20th century. Their testimonies are taped on film and audio, mostly by volunteers, and are made available to the public via the Society's website, a mobile application, and on a regular Czech radio show called Stories of the 20th Century. Postbellum's director Mikuláš Kroupa.
Příběhy pamětníků jsou podle mého soudu naprosto nenahraditelným zdrojem.
Stories of the witnesses of certain historical events or phenomena are an irreplaceable source of information. No other sources can offer the variety of perspective on these events, such as, for example, the 17th of November 1989. This project is also, in a sense, a mirror, which reveals a lot about our history and also poses one important question. What would we have done in their situation?
Although the awards may be, in a sense, only symbolic for the recipients themselves, this annual ceremony and the Memory of the Nation project are invaluable for the younger generation, especially as the memory of totalitarian regimes recedes into history books. Filip Hrubý again.
We are convinced that telling stories is the best way to educate society and young generation about our history. And there is a motto of our former president Václav Havel, the society which doesn't know its own history